From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Debbie Elliott is away. In Moscow today, hundreds of demonstrators defied thousands of Russian riot police and staged an anti-government rally in a downtown square. At the head of the protest, called the Dissenters March, was Garry Kasparov, the former chess champion turned political activist. Moscow authorities detained Kasparov and at least 170 other protesters. Officials had denied them permission to demonstrate in the square. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer was at today's demonstration, and he joins me now. Greg, would you tell us, please, about the scene at today's rally? You've been reporting that Russian police mounted a massive show of force.
That's right. There were military trucks. There were riot police blocking off the central streets. It was impossible to get to central Pushkin Square, where the members of the Other Russia opposition coalition said that they'd wanted to stage a protest against the administration of President Vladimir Putin.
From what you saw, Greg, and what you heard, how intense did this rally get?
Well, the most intensity was coming from the police. And where I was, police were pushing into the crowd, pushing them back, even in a place that was sanctioned for the opposition groups to protest, that they had the right to protest there. I heard lots of witnesses talk about beatings, that police were beating bystanders with batons. Other reporters told me that they saw police surging into crowds of protesters and pulling them by their hair to arrest them, putting their hands in their mouths and yanking them out of the crowd to arrest them as well.
Now, this is the latest in a string of protests by the opposition group led by Kasparov called the Other Russia. What's their program and how much support do they enjoy?
Well, Other Russia says that they are different from other opposition groups because they don't have an ideological platform. It's a group that unites very disparate organizations, liberal politicians and communist politicians. And they've started having these demonstrations last year. This is the second one in Moscow. There was one in St. Petersburg last month where 5,000 people came out in the streets. The police violently broke that one up. This one didn't even get a chance to get started. But this is really the center now of opposition to President Vladimir Putin, these marches. And one is going to take place tomorrow in St. Petersburg as well.
Hmm. Now, Garry Kasparov has, of course, been very outspoken. He was detained today and then later released. Was he charged with anything?
Yes, he was charged with disturbing the peace, essentially. He was fined 1,000 rubles, which is about $40.
So what did Kasparov say when he got out of court?
He said that Russia has reached a new level of authoritarianism. He said that the authorities aren't even pretending to follow the law.
Where do you see this all heading? It really seems as if things are coming to some kind of a head.
Most people believe that the government is cracking down on any dissent ahead of key parliamentary elections this December, and most important, presidential elections next year when Putin has to step down. Most Russians also believe that whoever Putin names as his favored successor will almost certainly win the vote. So there's a lot of questioning about why this is necessary. There's really no clear answer as to why several thousand protesters who don't have much public support aren't allowed to protest. Some believe that the authorities have literally gone off their heads, that they just won't tolerate any kind of criticism out of principle.
NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer in Moscow, thank you very much.
You're welcome.